Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team is on a four-game win streak. Sure is better than that six-game losing streak, isn't it?
You got that right, Kelly. You got that right. No doubt. You get a lot more positive feeling, a lot more energy around the building, and it's just nice to see the group get rewarded.
Back-to-back road sweeps. How good is it to be back home, though?
It's really nice. I think I saw something about 34 days since our last time here. So this is a great building. You know, we've gotten really good fan support. Again, just really, really exciting to be playing back here at the Sanford Center.
Looking back on that series against RPI, your team put up a lot of goals, had a lot of offensive zone time. Your special teams were incredible. Your penalty kill was amazing, two shorthanded goals. What do you take from that weekend that you hope your team can do this weekend?
Well, you got to keep in mind certainly the team we're playing this weekend is going to be a lot stronger, a lot more skilled. You know, RPI is definitely going through a bit of a rebuilding period, and it had been struggling coming into the weekend. And you know, our biggest focus was on just playing our game and trying to making sure we stayed with who we are as a team and working on our habits and details. And that was evident throughout the weekend that we were able to control the play. Now the challenge this weekend, as told the group, this could be a much better team, but we want to continue with that same mindset, keep working on those habits and details and making sure we play the right way, and because that's going to give us the best chance to be successful. And on top of that, the magnitude of the weekend in terms of where we are in the standings, what we have an opportunity to do, it's a big weekend for us.
This is the last weekend of WCHA play for this first half. You mentioned how important it is for your team to get up in the standings, but what is it going to take to beat a team like St. Cloud, who hasn't won a game yet in league play?
Yeah, again, we can't look at that. I mean, you look at the games they've played. You know, they had a real close game with Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin got an empty netter, made it a two-goal game, lost by a goal to Minnesota, got beaten overtime, I believe, by Duluth and maybe Mankato with a one-goal game. So they've been in just about every game. They have an outstanding goaltender. We've seen enough of Paluzny to know that she's capable of winning games. So, and they got a really good group of forwards. They're talented. Definitely a European flavor on this team, but they're skilled. So, again, we need to come out. I think it's really, really imperative, Kelly, that we come out and try to push the pace right off the bat. We have to have a good start. Don't want to get back on our heels. You know, we want to try to take the game to them and play the right way. If we do that, we're certainly going to have a good chance to be successful today.
Your team's had some success as well. Mac Lange was named WCHA Defender of the Week. Her 3 points last weekend. The weekend before that, Lauren Bench was named Goaltender of the Week. What does that say about your defense?
Well, it's, it's one factor in our overall team success. But I've really liked the way all of our, all the different areas are playing. Goaltending, defense, special teams. I really like our forward lines right now, the way they're set up. You know, we're getting scoring kind of from a lot of different people in a lot of different areas. So that's obviously for Lauren and Mac to be recognized is a reflection of team success. That you're always going to have individuals are going to be recognized when the team does well.
You mentioned your forward lines. Abby Holoska and Kiki Radke have such great chemistry. You put Lydia Passholt in on that line, and man, it just like they clicked. How fun is it to watch those three together?
Yeah, it's been great. I think Kiki's playing the best hockey she's played for us in her career, and I told her that. She just plays with so much energy, and right now it's just you can say things are clicking for them. They're creating opportunities, they're finishing opportunities. Lydia Passholt finishes. She's got an unbelievable shot, and if she gets a good look, she's a good chance she's going to score. So and I think Kiki recognized that. Abby recognized that. They try to get her the puck in those areas, and I think Abby's game in the last few weeks too is definitely taking a jump, and she's creating a lot of chances. Hasn't had anything go in the net, but she's getting countless chances every game, and I told her that's the key. You keep getting chances, they're eventually going to go in. And so it's been fun to see. They Kiki just plays with so much energy, and I think our entire team builds off that.
In preparation for St. Cloud State, what was it on film that you saw out of them? What are their tendencies?
Well, like we talked about, good group of forwards. Again, watching video when they play in their building, it's a little bit different just because it's an Olympic-sized sheet of ice. So it's obviously it's going to be a lot tighter playing here. But again, great goaltending. you know, they're a forward group that you got to make sure you're always aware of where they're at, taking people, picking up people away from the puck, heads on swivels, that type of thing. But again, I think for us, we want to make them defend. And we do that by possessing the puck and playing in their end. And if we can do that the majority of the time, it's going to be to our benefit.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.